Blog Talk Radio. I don't know about y'all tonight, but I gotta say this right here. My soul, it seeks to please Him. My soul, every day when I get up, it seeks to please Him. Seeks to please Him. I'm not obliged His name. Oh, my soul seeks to please Him. My soul, it keeps on seeking to please. Just wanna leave this with it and not my soul. Seek to please Him. Let bless His name. Oh, bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Bless your name, God. Glory, give God the glory, give God the glory.
Glory to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Praise the Lord. This is Evangelist Panel, Kingdom Builders International. And I thank God for everyone who has called in on the phone lines. And I give a shout out to all our internet listeners. Glory be to God. Our soul has to truly seek to please our Father. Glory to God. Thank you, Father. You truly worthy of all the glory and honor and praise. And we thank God for another program. I give a shout out also to Prophetess Teresa, who puts in a lot of time and her funds into Kingdom Builders International. And she is one of the founders. Glory to God. But tonight, I have a man of God, a general in the army of the Lord, a seasoned man of God is going to bring forth the word tonight. Bishop McFarland, are you on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Yes, I can hear you clearly. Glory be to God. And Bishop McFarland is the bishop of God Harbors for All Souls. And they located 4100 Maple Avenue in Matteson, Illinois. They have Sunday school every Sunday at 10 a.m. Their worship service starts at 11 a.m. On Tuesdays at 7 p.m., they have Bible study. And on Fridays at 8 p.m., they have evangelistic and deliverance night. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Man of God, I now yield the lines to you.
Well, God bless you, evangelist. It is just a joy. It's a privilege. It's an opportunity to be in the presence of God, knowing that the love of God and the peace of God abides where His presence is. And we give honor to the woman of God that has this line open for the gospel to be ministered throughout the world. And we thank God for the privilege of this invitation, knowing that God has a purpose. He has a plan. He has a design. He has an objectivity. And we, His people, are in His plan to fulfill His purpose. And tonight we would like to open up in prayer. Gracious and everlasting, eternal Father God, What a joy and a privilege it is to be called by your holy name, to stand in your awesome presence, to give you what you deserve, and that is the glory and the honor and the praise, the power, the dominion, the majesty, the might, the blessings and thanksgiving. We owe it all to you, for you, the great I am. You are Father, Abba, Daddy, Papa. We thank you for your great sacrifice that you gave to this world when you submitted your Son, who gave his life and shed his blood that we might have eternal life. And we thank you that in that life you have given us the abundance of that life. And we live and we move and we have our being as a result of your life in us. For you said, as many that has received him, to you, to them, you have given us to be sons and daughters of the Most High God. And tonight we ask that you will open up our hearts, that you will prepare our spirits to receive the engrafted word of the living God, the word that will save, the word that will deliver, the word that will heal, the word that will set free. And Father, we just thank you that even tonight, we will not leave this line, not because of me, not because of Prophetess Hannah, but because of your word and the power of that word, that we will leave in a different framework of mind to receive what you have prepared for our hearts tonight. And we ask it in Yeshua HaMashiach, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. And tonight we just salute all of the saints of the Most High God. And those that are on this line, we commend you for taking time out to receive something that is more precious than silver and gold. And that is the word of the living God. And tonight the Lord has given me a word that I will receive in my heart to receive for you, that you might receive what God has placed in my heart. It's been a joy and a privilege over 33 years in ministry, 44 years being saved, sanctified, filled with the precious Holy Ghost, to see the hand of God move in my life through many tests, trials, and tribulations, through many adversities, and through many blessings. God has proven himself faithful in every challenge and every blessing. You know, many times we mention the blessings, the challenges, but many times challenges come when we're blessed. Because when we're blessed, sometimes we fail to praise him. Sometimes we begin to relax. Sometimes we begin to become at ease in Zion. So not only the tests, the trials, the tribulations, and adversities cause us challenges, but if we're not careful, the blessings of the Lord will cause us to become complacent and lazy and just at ease and taking things for granted. So remember, when you're blessed, praise him just like you were in a fire of affliction, because God is worthy whether we are going through our blessings or whether we're going through our tests. And on behalf of God's heart of all souls and behalf of our ministries, we just welcome you at any time to visit us, to be a part of us. We're family. We are a family of love, and we just have committed ourselves to loving humanity, loving, I don't care who you are. I just truly believe if people come in and they don't have cigarette smoke on them or alcohol on their breath, you're not doing the job, because Jesus came not to seek and save those that were already free and healed, but he came to seek and save everyone that was lost. So our church welcomes you. We don't care what walk, frame of walk you are from. In fact, the majority of our members have come either out of jail, off the streets, out of gangs, prostitution, homosexuality. This church welcomes everyone that is willing to yield themselves to the word of God. So that's something I wanted to welcome anyone on this line. You may want to visit. You may want, you're looking for a church home. Well, we welcome you. We don't care what you have on. We don't care if there's alcohol on your breath. We don't care if you just got through smoking a joint. We know that the power of God will deliver you and set you free. So at this time, the Lord has given me, and we've been teaching many times we know that the saints of God, we know the power of the word, and we begin to confess the word because we know that there's power in words. The Bible said that there's life and death in the power of the tongue. The Bible said by your words you're justified, and by your words you're condemned. The Bible says that we shall have what we say. And many times we don't realize what we're saying is causing the great dilemmas in our life. But once we begin to understand that there is life and death in the power of the tongue, and the words of God are life and they are spirit, and we understand that God watches over his words to perform it, then we become more conscious of what we say. And many times we begin to speak the word over our bodies, speak the word over our finances, speak the word over our situations and circumstances, and we see the power of God's word begin to operate and function in our life. But then many times when we get down in prayer, we, if we're not careful, we begin to negate everything that we've confessed. We may all through the day say, by his stripes I'm healed. By, you took my infirmity. You bore my sickness on the cross. You begin to confess the word of God, how God anointed Jesus with the Holy Ghost and went about doing good, healing all those that are oppressed of the devil, how Jesus came to destroy the world, just confessing the word. But then we get down on our knees at night and aches and pains. Then we begin to pray, oh, Lord, heal me. Oh, Lord, please touch my body. But you've already said that he is the Lord that healeth you. You've already said that by his stripes you are healed. But then at night when the pains begin to rack, you begin to say, oh, Lord, heal me. So you begin to negate the things that you've confessed. And these are things that we want to talk about in the Word of God today. Many times we have bills and obligations, and all through the day we're saying, my God supplies all of my needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. We begin to say, the Lord is my shepherd, and I shall not, quoting the word. We begin to say how God made Jesus, became poor, that we might become rich. We begin to say things like, in 3 John, and that's, beloved, I wish above all things that you prosper and be in health, even as your soul prospers, and I'm prosperous. The earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. Then when we get down at night and we begin to open up our mail and see all the bills piling up and we see all of the obligations that are not met, then we begin to say, oh, Lord, please. Please send some help. Please help me with my bills. Well, you just said he supplies your needs. You just said he became poor that you might become rich. And then in your prayer life, you begin to negate everything that you have confessed throughout the day. In the book of James, he said, a double-minded man, woman, boy, or girl, don't let them think they will receive anything of the Lord. So tonight, we want to set some perimeters, boundaries, to allow you to begin to keep a check, not only on your confession, but on your prayer, in your prayer life. And I just wanted to say this. When we pray and we don't receive answers to our prayer, we may wonder, what's the purpose of praying? Does God do whatever he wants to do anyway? Why should we have to pray when God's already knowing everything? He's omniscient. He's omnipresent. He's all-powerful. and everything that we know about God. He is awesome. He's an awesome God. But then we don't receive our prayers answered. I want to bring you to the book of Genesis because we want to get our prayers answered. We want to make sure that our confession is lined up with our prayers. And I'd like to invite your attention to Genesis 1, 26 and 27. And it may not be your version, but it is a version that sometimes people don't always understand the King James. So we'll read from another version and so you can get clarity if you are not versed as many Christians are, because we plan to not only minister to Christians, but to those that are not born again. Then God said, let us, notice the word us, that's the Father, that's the Son, and that's the Holy Ghost. Let us make man in our image, in our likeness. Now, God created us to represent him, because he created us like no creature. He created us. He didn't make a dog, a hog, a chicken in his image, but he made man in his image and in his likeness. And that was for a purpose. He desired man to have fellowship with him. He desired man to represent him in his nature. Man has a spirit. He is a spirit. He has a soul, and he lives in a body. And the Bible tells us that God is a spirit, and they that worship him must worship him in spirit and in truth. So there was a divine purpose for creating man in the likeness and image of God, that there may be communion, that there may be fellowship, that there may be someone that can commune with God and talk with him and understand his spirit, and his spirit understand their spirit. But then he goes on to say, let them. Now, I want you to focus on us and them. Let them have dominion or rule over the fish of the sea and the birds of the air, over the livestock or cattle, over all the earth, and over all the creatures that move along the earth or the ground. Now, what is God doing? He's setting a precedence. He's setting order. He's setting structure to operate between heaven and earth. He's saying, I'm a God of all knowing, all power, all presence, and I want to communicate with man who is made in the likeness and image of myself. And I want to set a structure where I'm in heaven, and when you need me, you will call on me. The Bible says, call on me. How many people call on the doctor and call on mama and call on daddy and call on sister and call on the lawyer and call on everybody but God? But he said, call on me and I will answer thee and I will show thee great and mighty things that you know not of. We can call on everybody, but when tests and trials and tribulations and adversities begin to overcome us and we're not praying according to the structure, according to God's plan, according to the way God designed prayer to be, and we don't get the answers, then we look for everybody to call on. But he said, call on me. And I want you to understand the structure. God is in heaven. God created man in his likeness and image. God said, let there be light, and there was light. He said, separate the firmaments from the elements, and let them be separated. And it happened even as he spoke it. He said, let the sun shine, and the sun shined. At night, I want you to let the moon shine, and the moon shined. Everything God did, he spoke it into existence. He took nothing and created something from it. Then he said, let them, that's us, that's everyone on this line, that's everyone that is in existence on the earth. He said, let them have dominion or power or authority over everything on the earth. He said, I'm giving you that authority. So that means if I wanted to have authority, I would have said, let us have authority on the earth. Let us have authority over the fish, over the sea, over the cattle. He said, no, I'm giving you that authority because you're made in my likeness. You're made in my image, and I want you to run this earth. I want you to have dominion over this world. I don't care what comes against you. I'm all powerful. I'm all present. I'm Adonai. And he said, now I made you a shando korasakarabo sando. I made you in my likeness. I made you in my image. I want you to represent me on the earth. I want you to represent me as the authority that I've given you. So when trouble comes, we say, oh, Lord, her. But God is saying, I'm giving you that authority. Yes, I will give you assistance on the earth, but I want the assistance to come through my word. And when you communicate with me through my word in you will bring authority to conquer every demon, every devil, every spirit, because spirits should have no authority on the earth. There's only one vessel that he created to have authority. Not the lions, not the tigers, not the dogs, not the demons. Only those that have physical bodies and a spirit and a soul. So that only definition defines a human being. Even God himself will not negate his word. God himself will not take charge. And that's why he had to send a man. He couldn't send a spirit because a spirit was not given authority on the earth, only man. So he sent a man by the name of Jesus, Yeshua, HaMashiach, the Christ, the Messiah, to be the last Adam. And that man, he then could operate in the authority that God originally gave man when he created Adam. That was the original state of being. That was the purpose. God, remember, God is the same yesterday, today, and forevermore. He never and never will change his original plan. So his original plan was for man to dominate and operate and have authority on the earth, and he would be in heaven with the ability to intervene anytime we needed him based on his word, his purpose, his plan, his objectivity. But only when man initiated that. And so we struggle with that because we act like God has negated his word by saying, let us have dominion in the earth. He didn't say that. When God speaks, he says what he means, and he means what he says, and he does not change. When he said, let us make man in our likeness, in our image, he made man to say, let them have authority. Now, I wanted to make that plain because many times we pray as if God has authority in the heavens and in the earth. If he did, he would be a liar. Why do you think God said, let them, because that was his structure, that was his plan. Now, when we pray, prayers like, oh, Lord, help me, Jesus. I'm sick. I can't make it. But we've been confessing his word, which is actually bringing him by permission to intervene. By your stripes I'm healed. You said, Lord, that you are the Lord that healeth me. You said, Lord, that you took my infirmity, you bore my sickness. And Father, I'm just saying what you said. Now you are operating in the authority that God gave you with the assistance of his word backing your authority. But when you get down and pray, Lord, save me, heal me, deliver me. Oh, God, I need you. When he says, I've never left you. I've never forsaken you. Lo, I'm with you always, even until the end of the world. Then we get down and say, come by here, Lord. Come by here. Now you're asking him to do something that he's already given you the authority to recognize that if you need assistance, he's already there. And so he doesn't answer a prayer that would negate his word. See, the words are critical in understanding the principle of prayer. You have to understand that. Since words define the relationship, they define the relationship between the creator and the creation, between God and man. And so if God has given us dominion, then he can't come in and take dominion in the earth when he's given it to us. No, we gave our dominion, our authority, through Adam over to Satan by disobedience. He said, if you can eat of any tree in the garden except the tree of knowledge, good and evil. And they ate of the tree of life, of good and evil, and negated all of the authority to Satan. Well, why couldn't God just come in and take it back? Because he honors his word. Now, if we chose to give it away, then he's not going to come in and snatch it back from Satan. We had the authority. We had the dominion. We had the power and turned it over to Satan. But what God did, he devised a plan that would allow man once again to take his rightful position. And that's why Jesus said, prepare me a body, because I will go down. And what the first Adam did, I'll negate everything through my death, through my burial, and through my resurrection. And Satan thought that he was a conqueror, but he never put Jesus to death. Jesus gave himself. Jesus could have called angelic warring angels to assist him. But his purpose was to become our substitutionary sacrifice. His purpose was to negate everything that Adam turned over to Satan, to put it back in the hands of a new created man. And the Bible said he was wounded for our transgression. He was bruised for our iniquity. The chastisement of our peace was upon him, and with his stripes we are healed. And everything that took place at Calvary, the blood that was shed ratified our salvation. It set in motion a legal binding contract, a covenant that we can use to take back the authority that we had given to Satan. And therefore, because of the precious blood, my God, I love those blood songs. There's power, power, wonder-working power in the blood. What can wash away my sins? Nothing but the blood of Jesus. It was the blood of the sinless Messiah. It was the blood of the Lamb of God. It was the blood that he shed for our behalf. He didn't need to be forgiven. He was sinless. He didn't need healing. He already was healed. He didn't need prosperity. He said, the earth is the Lord, the fullness thereof, the cattle on a thousand hills belong to me. He said, if I was hungry, I wouldn't tell you. He didn't need that. Everything he did in the redemption was for us to take back our authority in the earth. And that's why he said, if you ask anything in my name, he said, I'll do it. He said, therefore, what thing soever you desire, when you pray, to believe that you receive it and you shall have it. He said, therefore, what things soever you ask in confidence, if you have that confidence according to his word, he will do it. If you say to yonder mountain, be thou removed and be thou cast into the sea, and doubt not in your heart, but believe those things that you say, you shall have those things. He said, when you pray, believe that you receive it, and you shall have it. He gave us authority from the very beginning of Adam to even now. And God hasn't changed his plan. He's still saying, let them. But them represent the church. Them represent the body of Christ. Them represent everything that God intended from the very beginning to represent him on the earth. That's us. That's us. Yes, I'm going through challenges. Nobody said that weapons would not be formed. The Bible said, the weapons of our warfare are not carnal, but they're mighty through God. And the enemy will form weapons, according to Isaiah, but God never said that weapons would not come against us. But he did say they won't prosper. They will not prosper when we are operating in the authority and the power that God has given us. So I want to clarify the fact, because we get so scared to say that we have the power. We have the power through the power of God, who has delegated that power, who has delegated that authority to us here on the earth. No, it's not power in us. It's power in the name of Jesus. It's authority in the redemption that he provided for us at Calvary. And he's just not going to come in and heal you. He's just not going to come in and make you prosperous unless you begin to operate in the authority that he has given you through the word of the living God. And the authority won't work and say, oh, my God, I can't make it. I'm broke. I'm sick. I'm diseased. I can't make it. Help me, Lord. God is not going to help you praying prayers that are negating what he represented on the earth, which is the authority that he has given man. He's not going to, oh, I don't know how I'm going to pay these bills. Oh, help me, Lord. Oh, just you're wasting your time. You might as well wipe your tears and go somewhere and sit down somewhere. But when you come to God on the grounds of Calvary, on the redemption that was purchased and paid for by the blood of Jesus, you can come with boldness and say, Father God, I thank you that you created me in the likeness and image of God. I thank you, Father God, that you gave me a covenant sealed and purchased by the blood of your son, Jesus. I thank you, Lord God, that through that covenant, you have given me power and dominion, majesty and might, blessings and thanksgiving as a result of the name of Jesus. So, Father, I take your son's name. I take the name of Jesus, and I come against every demon that is out of order. He has no authority in the earth. He doesn't have a body. He has no authority given to you, given to him by you. But, Father, I thank you that you gave me the power. You gave me the authority on the earth. So, Satan, I come against you, not in my name, not in my power, but in the power and the authority that was given to me by the name of Jesus, through the shed blood of Calvary, through the ratification of that covenant. I come on those grounds. You have no right. You have no privilege. You have nothing to come against me with, because you are a liar and you're the father of lies. So I don't ask you. I don't beg you. I don't plead with you. I take authority over you because you are trespassing on property that has been purchased and paid for by the blood of Jesus. So I come against you now, and I demand that you leave my body. I demand that you take your hands off of my finance. I demand that you loose my children. In the name of Jesus, Yeshua HaMashiach, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. Now you get the assistance of heaven. You get the assistance of heaven because you're operating in the authority that God has given you, and that's the authority of his word. You're not coming begging God to do something when he gave you the authority. You're not coming with crocodile tears trying to make God feel sorry for you. God is not going to feel sorry for you when he gave his only begotten son, who gave his life and shed his blood. My God, they beat him until he was unrecognizable. They could not even recognize him. His back was so brutally whipped that it was just like raw meat. And then they put a cross on his back. Put a cross on that back was just like meat stripped. And then you're going to come, oh, Lord, heal me. And he said, by the stripes that were placed on my son's back, you are already healed from the top of your head to the sole of your feet. You think he's going to feel sorry for you when he's given you authority, power, dominion, majesty, might, blessings, and thanksgiving? That's an insult. He said, the earth is the Lord's, the fullness thereof. The cattle on a thousand hills belong to me. If I was hungry, I wouldn't even ask you. And he said that he'd supply all of your needs according to his riches and glory by Christ Jesus. He said his son became poor that you might be rich. And he's going to feel sorry because you've got some bills and you're not operating in the authority on this earth that he has given you through the power of the word and the name of Jesus. So stop praying these crocodile tears, negating the confession of the word, and think God is going to move for you when he's already given you everything you need on this earth. And that is the redemption of Jesus Christ through his blood. So, you see, from the beginning, God has already done everything we need to be done. Why? Because God is a God of purpose. And do you know his actions cannot be changed? I want you to listen at the word of God in Isaiah 14:24. Listen at this. The Lord Almighty has sworn, surely as I have planned, so it will be. And as I have purposed, so it will stand. That's Isaiah 14:24. Listen at the word of God in Psalms 33:11. The plans of the Lord stand firm forever. The purpose of the heart, of his heart through all generations. Psalms 33:11. Listen to Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. I want to stop there. Many, many, we have our plans, we have our purposes, we want to do what we want to do. But listen to what the word of God said in Proverbs 19:21. Many are the plans in a man's heart, but it is the Lord's purpose that prevails. In other words, I ain't thinking about your plans. I could care less about your plans. It's my plan. And his plan was, let us make man in our likeness and our image, and let them take dominion, power, authority over everything that I've given them in the earth. And I'm not going to change. For your boo-hoo prayers, for your sympathy prayers, for your prayers that wallowing all on the floor, saying everything but the word of God, I'm not going to change. So what we need to understand, he's created in this world, including us, men, women, boys, and girls, we've been created to fulfill his purpose. That's what we've been created to do. That was his original plan. Now, let's look at Genesis 1:26 again. Therefore, when God said, let us make man in our image, in our likeness, what does this state and reveal. Think about it. His purpose for humanity, what does it mean when we come to him in prayer? When we come to him in prayer. First of all, think about it. God created us. Why did he create us? He created us for us to reflect his character, his personality. He created us to represent him on the earth. Now, if he's going to run the earth, how can we represent him? In the book of Ezekiel, he said, I sought for man to stand in the gap, to make up the hedge, and to hold back the judgment. You know what was sad about that? He couldn't find one. He could not find one. But thank God for Jesus. So what does this mean? We were created to have his nature. We were created to have his morals. We were created to have his personality. We were created. The Bible said it does not yet appear what we shall be, but when he shall appear, we shall be like him. But when we're in Christ, the Bible said if any man, woman, boy, or girl be in Christ, we are new creations. He said all things have passed away, and behold, all things have become new. So he gave Jesus, his son, that we might go back to the original plan to dominate everything in our circle of influence, everything that comes against us, because God is a spirit. And he can't really take dominion on the earth because he gave that to someone that has a body, a spirit, and a soul. So we just want to really break this down. Let's look at Deuteronomy 32. No, let's start with Deuteronomy 4 and 24. See, God has always emphasized that he is man's papa, daddy. That's who he is. And if we want his assistance, we have to recognize his word. And if we recognize his word provides the authority that we need to get the job done. So it wasn't ever his desire to be the dominator on the earth. It never was his intention. He wanted someone to represent him. So the Bible says that in Deuteronomy 4 and 24, he's such an awesome God or a consuming fire. So if he wanted to dominate, he could just wipe out everything, anything that got in his way. But he wanted to walk with man in the cool of the evening. He wanted to commune with man. He wanted man to commune with him. He said, make known your request unto me. He said, in other words, bring my words up to me. Remind me of my words. He wanted someone that would represent him on this earth. And in Deuteronomy 32 and 6, it says, is he not your father, your creator, who made you and formed you? And Psalms 103:13 says, as a father has compassion on his children, so the Lord has compassion on them who fear him. So man was created really out of the essence of God, always dependent on God for his source, for everything that he needed. But it was only on the terms of his word, not on what we want, what we think, how we feel, but it was always intended that we commune with him as a result of his word. And when we do that, we are the ones taking authority on the earth and bringing in his assistance to do what he needs to do in our behalf. Now, 1 John 4 and 16, listen to what it says. Whoever lives in love lives in God, and God in him. Nobody can live in love without having the lover on the inside. That's Jesus Christ. So when we say, let us make man in our image and in our likeness because of Adam, we could not operate in the love of God, in the nature without a transformation, transforming our mind through the word, and giving us a new spirit through redemption. Then in Psalms 115:16, you made him ruler over the works of your hand. That's what he said. He's made man ruler. In fact, he said we are a little lower, and that word angel, if you look up Hebrew, it's Elohim. So what God is saying, he has made us, man, a little lower than God himself. Couldn't be the angels. Couldn't be the angels. You know why? Because he didn't even give the angels the responsibility to preach the gospel. The gospel, do you know a soul to God is more important than the whole world? The Bible said, what would it profit a man, woman, boy, or girl to gain the whole world and lose his soul? So when you preach the gospel and the gospel is received, souls are saved. Angels cannot preach the gospel. Satan's angels are fallen. They're lower than the angels that are still operating and functioning as our ministry spirit. Did you know that some of your angels are lazy? They're just sitting around waiting on you to give them assignments. The Bible said they are heirs, ministering spirits to the heirs of salvation. So we have authority to say, in the name of Jesus, I assign the angelic warring angels to defeat every demonic force that comes against the plan, the purpose, and the preaching of the gospel. I assign angels in this service to drive out spirits of doubt, fear, unbelief in the name of Jesus. See, you're using your authority. You're bringing in ministering spirits. You're defeating all the forces of hell. You're going up in the second heaven when you begin to praise and worship God, and you're destroying the strategies and devices of the enemy. Why would God tell you don't be ignorant of his devices if he's the one that has dominion on the earth? He's telling us, don't be fooled by the trickery, the craftiness, like he was of the enemy. Know what you have. Know the power that God has given you here on the earth. So tonight, I just want to challenge each and every one of you to begin not only to confess the word, but look and examine your prayer life. We have been so traditionalized, so indoctrinated with doubt and fear. We have been taught that God has the authority here on the earth, and we pray like it. Oh, God, heal my body. Oh, God, I need my bills paid. Oh, God, save my children. Oh, God. God has not designed the structure of heaven and earth that way. And when we pray those kind of prayers, he's not going to answer them. He's not going to answer them because he would be negating everything that he set in motion from the very beginning. He would even be negating the purpose of Jesus suffering on the cross, giving his life. Do you know what Jesus said? He said, the whole I give unto you power. And that word power in the Greek is authority. The whole I give you authority over all the power or over all the authority of the enemy, and nothing shall by any means hurt you. He didn't say, I'm going to come in, I'm going to dominate, I'm going to knock the devil out, I'm going to knock him from your children. I'm going to knock him from your fire. He said, behold, I give unto you. That was the original plan from the beginning. Let us make man in our likeness and image. Let them take dominion. It hasn't changed today. What is your problem? What is your situation? What has mounted up in your life in such a way that has discouraged you? Go back to God's original plan for man on the earth when he first failed through Adam. And come to the new covenant, the new contract. purchased and paid for by the blood. And that's through Jesus, through his shed blood that ratified your covenant. He said, now I give you back the authority that God, my Father, intended for you to have from the very beginning. I want you to use it. And I'm just going to close by giving you some scriptures to kind of clarify what God has always intended for us, the believer, from the very beginning of Adam until now. And here in the book of Psalms, it says, your word, O Lord, is eternal. It stands firm in the heavens. Your faithfulness continues through all generations. So he said he honors his word even above his name. So the authority is in the word of God. And that's where we should always revert back to. Not how we feel, not what we're going through, not what somebody says, what he says, she says, what my pastor says, what the bishop says. That's all good and fine as long as what they say is lined up with the word of God. Isaiah 46, 10 and 11, I make known the end from the beginning. From an ancient time, what is still to come, I say, my purpose will stand. I will do all that I please. Isaiah 55, 11 and 12 says, so is my word that goes out from my mouth. It will not return to me void or empty, but will accomplish what I desire and achieve the purpose for which I sent it. What does that mean? I said from the beginning that I created you in our image, and I told you to let them, us, his creation, have dominion. He's not going to change that. He's not getting off the throne because you're bullhorning and crying and belly aching and giving him everything but his word. Then in Ephesians 1 and 11, he said, in him we were also chosen, having been predestinated according to the plan of him who works out everything in conformity with the purpose of his will. What was the purpose of his will? That we have dominion, that we have power, that we have authority through his redemption. Not for him to come down and do it. Hebrews 6 and 17, because God wanted to make the unchanging nature of his purpose very clear to the heirs of what was promised. He confirmed it with an oath. And finally, in Matthew 5, 18 through 19, he said, I tell you the truth. Until heaven and earth pass away or disappear, not one jot or small letter, not the least stroke of the pen will by any means disappear from the law until everything is accomplished. Church, God intends for us to take authority, power, dominion. It's time to stop belly aching, feeling sorry for ourselves. It's time to come back the way God intended us to be from the very beginning. He's paid a mighty, powerful price. He's paid the price of the only begotten Son. And if there's anyone on this line, you can see your life changed forever. I don't care who you are. I don't care what you've done in the past. I don't care if you're in prison right now. I don't care if you are a murderer, a thief, a rapist. I don't care. But God has given you authority. The Bible said if you confess with your mouth the Lord Jesus and you believe in your heart that God has raised Jesus from the dead, he said, you shall have the authority and power to be born again. He's not going to come with a crowbar and open your mouth. He's not going to wrestle you down. The rich young ruler, he said, I've done all of these. If you've done it all, you've got it all. And you don't need what you have. Sell everything you have and give it to the poor. The rich young ruler walked away sadly. Did Jesus go and run after him and knock him down and wrestle with him? He had the authority to make a choice. And that choice was to give his all to Jesus or to walk away. You have a choice on this line today. I don't care what you're going through. God wants to change your life. God wants to renew your mind, renew your spirit through the Word of God. But the first thing he wants to do is allow you the opportunity to be his child. And all you have to do is come to him right now and say, Father, I've heard the word. Seems like I don't have any authority. Seems like these drugs have me weighed down. When I want to quit, I keep smoking weed. I keep shooting up marijuana, dope and cocaine and heroin. I have no control. I say, I want to stop cheating on my wife. I want to stop cheating on my husband. But every time, every time I turn around and go back. You don't have to go back any longer. You don't have to be bound by your flesh. You don't have to be defeated by the things that have a hold on you. You can come to Yeshua HaMashiach, the Christ, the Messiah, the Son of the living God. You can come just as you are. You can come in your hot pants. You can come as a homosexual. You can come as a dope addict. You can come as an ex-con. You can come as a wife beater. You can come as a rapist. God does not care how you come. He said, come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden. He said, I'll give you rest. And tonight, you can come to the throne of grace. You can come with all your baggage, all your junk, all your mess. And you can say, I'm tired. I'm tired of my sin. I have no authority over anything. I'm just bound. I'm shackled. But God wants to give you authority by saying, Lord Jesus, I come to you just as I am, a sinner, wretched and undone, bound and shackled with no power over sin. But Father, I'm asking you to forgive me. I'm asking you to wash me in the blood of Jesus. I'm asking you not only to become my Savior, but I want you to become my Lord. I want you to take over my life. And when you said those words, Lord Jesus, come into my life, I believe with all my heart that God raised you from the dead. And I receive you as my Savior, and I receive you as my Lord. God, from that moment on, will give you power, dominion over every habit, over everything that the enemy in the past has tried to destroy your life with. And he will set you free. Free to go back to the original plan that God had for you. And that is to have dominion over the fish of the sea, over the fowl of the air, over the cattle of the earth. To walk in the image and likeness of Almighty God. And I pray that you receive that prayer. And if you did, you can call the radio station and Prophetess Hannah or whoever is working there and know that you will get the support. You've heard you can come to 4100, and that's on Maple Avenue in Madison if you're in that area. But as long as you're going somewhere that teaches the butt-naked truth of the Word of God, unadulterated truth, and you are fed not doctrines of man, but you're taught the word of God, and you will grow and develop. Prophetess Hannah, it's in your hands. I thank you for inviting me on this radio blog, and I pray that whoever was under the sound of our voice will receive what God has laid on my heart tonight to give you. Maybe I'm supposed to close. I don't really know the format, but
bless you, man of God. I'm on the line. Bless you, man of God. If you said the prayer of salvation that the man of God said, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org and put it in the comment box. We would love to send you a Bible, or we can send you an MP3 copy of the Bible on an MP3 player. Glory be to God. Hallelujah, Jesus. I just thank God for you, Bishop. I thank God for the mighty word that he used you to bring forth tonight. I pray all that's on the internet that has called in will receive the word of God. Glory to God. And I just thank you, man of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. And at this moment, we're going to open up the lines. So if there's any comments or prayer requests, you may come forth now. Thank you, Lord. Thank you.
Glory be to God. Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Good evening, man of God. Good evening, woman of God. My name is Kimmy Russell. I'm from Gary, Indiana. I'm a member of Living Way Christian Center. And I just want to thank God for you tonight. And I thank God for his word being implanted inside of you, for you to bring it forth like you have tonight, reminding us about the authority that we have and to take authority. I really need to hear that again to remind me that it's okay to put it into action, that I have to put it into action, not tomorrow, but right now. As you were bringing forth the word, I was putting it, the authority, into action. Hallelujah, oh God. And it changed things right away. Hallelujah, oh God, I thank you. The presence of God I felt, I feel. Oh, so mighty, so mightily the word of God is sharper than any two-edged sword. Oh, so fast it can penetrate. Hallelujah, I thank you, man of God, for allowing God to bring forth his word through you tonight and Kingdom Daughters. Oh, Evangelist Hannah, it's so good to hear your voice tonight. Hallelujah. I thank God for you, woman of God.
Thank you.
And I really do adore being around you when I see you, Evangelist. You inspire me so much. And I thank God for allowing you to build kingdom builders and kingdom daughters, and just keep on bringing us the word. And please keep sending me the texts every night, because sometimes I'll forget, but I'm asking the Holy Spirit to right now to not to let me forget about the Blog Talk radio program every day. But please keep sending them to me every day.
Okay.
Amen.
Bless you. Amen. Bless you, woman of God, and God just get all the glory. What
yes,
they are doing in the lives of faithful saints. Glory, their glory to God. And it's all about, telling someone else so they can get the word. Telling someone else so they will come into the true saving knowledge of Jesus Christ. Glory be to God. Thank you, Jesus. Is there anyone else on the line that has a comment or request? We have time for a couple of more.
Praise God. Hallelujah. Praise God, man of God. Evangelist Hannah.
This is Miss Janae.
And
oh,
I, too,
God,
am so appreciative of you as your text reminder. And And man of God, I'm just appreciative of I am at work, and you know I'm kind of hard for me to hear all the word, but I heard what I need to hear, and it is about authority, you know. And not only am I calling, you know, thanking you and appreciating you for being obedient to God's calling to getting the word and the message out to His believers, to the saints, and to all those who have an ear that is willing to hear the message from the message of God given to His messenger. You know, taking authority is something here that I know that I have to really, on my job, get really, really stronger in that area. I am going through so much, so I am requesting prayer as well. My issue that I'm going through here on my job, it's a long one, and I don't need to get all into it, which I'm not going to do that. However, you know, I worked yesterday, and it was an incident yesterday where, you know, the devil know. I know. You know, I've been going through since August the 23rd, and I've been looking for God to come through for me, you know, all for four of the enemies, you know, put together some lies on me, and, you know, my job was taken from me from that. But I know God's coming. He's going to come. And now it's just been it's kind of like a struggle. I've been harassed, sexual harassed, verbally harassed. It's just been something. Yesterday, I was cursed. You know, and I look at, you know, the people, you're not doing it to me, but they're doing it to God. But I'm standing my ground. So I
can't hear you. You should be on mute.
And your phone is not on mute. Can you please mute your phone if you have noise in the background? Thank you. Ms. Jenny?
Yes. Yes.
Hello?
Yes. You hear me?
Yeah, I can hear you
okay,
now.
Here I am.
And you know what? I can hear you now. It's just in my spirit that, you know, the man of God tonight just reminded us about the authority that we walk in. And sometimes,
absolutely,
as the saints of God, we tend to forget, or when we use that authority, the enemy try to bring doubt to us, to make us think that we don't have the authority that Jesus gave us. He said He gave us power and authority to tread upon serpents and scorpions, power over all the power of the enemy.
Absolutely.
Both of us may be in two different, we may be walking through two different valleys, but God is with us, but it's still about using that authority that He has given us. As you know, the enemy tried to shut my mouth. So I haven't been on Blog Talk because the enemy tried to hit me with asthma and I couldn't breathe and I kept coughing. But I had to take authority over that and let him know what I wasn't going to take. And
absolutely,
at one point on New Year's Eve, and I was actually at God's Harbor on New Year's Eve, my chest got real tight because I'm a praiser and I'm back there praising God. So I had to take authority right then and there over the pain in my chest and me not being able to breathe and let the stupid devil know that I'm going to praise God and you can't stop me from breathing. You can't stop my breath. So I stood and I praised God anyway. See, then
amen,
you got to bring doubt or fear. You're going to cast off. We will end up back in the hospital. I have to cast that thought down and go forth in the Lord, knowing that I walk in total victory. And as we do that and resist him in that area of our life, the Bible says he will flee. So my prayer,
amen,
for you is the Lord will continue to keep you in perfect peace at your workplace, that you will continue walking in your authority and confessing what you see, what you want to happen, with the authority that God for some reason, God got you in that situation and in them circumstances. And you have to continue to ask him for your light to shine upon them. So, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, I plead the blood of Jesus right now, God, over my sister right now, God. You know
right
her
now,
heart.
God.
You know her desires. You know the situation that she's been dealing with at work. In the mighty name of Jesus, God, we know
name.
That you would not put more on us than we can bear, Father God. So I pray
right now, God,
that you would intervene right now. I pray right now, God, that you will speak to the woman of God
right now, God,
and you will plan,
Lord God.
I take authority
tonight. As always, when you come on the line, Bishop, we have truly been blessed, and I do have Apostle Delaney on the line, and she's going to cover you in prayer.
Thank you.
Bishop McFarland, are you still on the line?
Yes, I am. Can you hear me?
Praise God. Praise God. Yes, I can hear you well. Again, we want to thank you for just sowing of yourself for the people of God. And truly, the word went forth with power and authority. When it penetrates the being of one's soul, then you know that that seed was sown into good ground. And that's what I encourage all the listeners. If you did not hear all the broadcasts, go back to the Blog Talk on demand and listen to the whole broadcast and eat the word. Eat it so that it may change you. So that we will be better. Better. That's what these lines are for. We can pray. We can intercede. We can stand in the gap. But truly, you have authority and you have power to make things happen in the earth realm. So I just want to encourage everyone on the line to eat at the table because the feast of the Lord is going on. Apostle Delaney, are you on the line?
Yes, I'm here. Hello?
Amen, sis. Would you cover the men of God with a word of prayer?
Yes. Did anyone else have a comment? Or I thought I heard Evangelist Hannah ask. Well, if not, I just want to say, first of all, how you doing, my sisters in Christ?
Bless you, Lord.
Man of God, awesome word. And as the word was going forth, and even with the comments that were being made, and as Evangelist Hannah were praying, I could still hear the doubt. I could still feel the fear of just trusting God at His word. And God did not give us the spirit of fear, but of power, of love, and of a sound mind. And how will you know if that word works for you if you don't use it? How will you know if that word doesn't work? You won't know. You know, it's okay to quote the scriptures when everything is going good, but when it really counts the most, you know, that peace time is for preparation for the wars that come. For the warfare that comes. We're not always in the warfare. We have a peace time. And during those times, God allows us to be built up in His word so that when trouble comes, it is something that is already in us. It's something that we're already doing. And so it won't affect us as much. So it has to be something that we're already doing. And that way, when you enter into these various trials, you won't have that fear, you won't have that doubt, but you'll be able to stand on the foundation that has already been established in His word. And so the man of God was reassuring and encouraging you all of us, to use that word. The weapon of our warfare is His word. And the enemy cannot stand up to that word. And even if you don't believe as much as you do, you know, as much as you would like to believe, but you have got to start somewhere. You've got to start using His word and praying His word. And I am in total agreement with the man of God that when you use His word with authority, it moves things. It changes things. It changes your situation. And it may not happen the way that you desire to happen, but it will happen according to God's plan for you. It will happen for you. But you've got to believe that it can. You've got to believe that God can do that for you. And like Prophetess Teresa said, we can pray for you. We can intercede for you. You know, once you're given the tools, it's up to you to use them. Even in the churches that you're in, once your pastor gives you those tools, it is up to you individually to use those tools. It is up to you to practice what you're learning. It's not up to the pastor. It is up to you. Glory to God. Father God, I just bless you tonight. I give you the praise, the glory, and the honor, for you're so worthy to be praised, O God. Father God, we lift up the man of God, Bishop McFarland, up to you, Lord God. We thank you for the word that was in his belly that he shared with us tonight. Father God, we ask that you fill him afresh. Father God, allow your anointing to, O God, to fall, saturate, O God, him from the crown of his head to the soles of his feet. Father God, we declare restoration upon restoration. We declare your peace that surpasses all understanding. Father God, we thank you for supplying all of his needs according to your riches and glory. Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus, we declare that no weapons formed against him shall prosper. Every tongue that lashes out against him in judgment, oh, Father God, we shall condemn together, for you say where two or three are gathered in your name, there you are in the midst of them. Father God, we glorify you, Father God, for filling him up as he has poured out unto us, Lord God. Fill him afresh, Lord God. Anoint him right now, God. Saturate him, Father God, with the anointing. Father God, we rebuke, O God, the spirit of retaliation, O God, any backlash, O God, in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father God, that every demonic attack, Father God, that the enemy may attempt to launch out against him shall be stopped, O God, with the shield of faith, O Father God, with the whole armor that he has on all the time. We thank you, Father God, for meeting every need. We thank you, Father God, for helping him, oh God, in the things that he need even right now, God. Provide the provisions, oh God, for the things, oh God, for the assignment, oh God. Continue to send what is needed for him, oh God, to preach the gospel throughout the land, oh God. It is in your son Jesus' name, oh God, that we declare and decree, Father God, that in no affliction shall touch his body in the name of Jesus. We declare, Father. Father God, that his home, oh God, shall be covered by the blood of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus that confusion, oh God, shall move, oh God, from his ministry in the name of Jesus. We declare in the name of Jesus that anyone, oh God, who is walking with him, oh God, oh, we declare, Father God, that they gird up their loins, oh God. We declare, Father God, that they begin to grow in their faith, oh God. In the name of Jesus, we bless your holy name, oh God. We thank you. Glory to your name, oh God. You know what he need right now, God. I thank you, Lord God, for showing up for the man of God. We thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Bless your name, oh God. Fill it right now, God. Glory to your name, oh God. Strengthen him, O God. Glory to your name, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We declare your peace covenant, O God, that shall not be broken. Encamp your angels all around, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus, that as he has given out unto us, O God, not just tonight, but every time he opened his mouth on behalf of the kingdom, that it shall be given back to this man of God in good measure, pressed down, shaken together, and running over, that every need is met, that he shall lack no... Oh, Rasha, he shall not have a need, oh God, but if he think of things, that it shall be done, oh God, because of his faithfulness unto you, oh God. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. We bless your holy name. Hallelujah. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. And it is in your son Jesus' name that we pray, oh God. Amen. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Glory.
Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus. We bless your holy name, O God. Thank you, God, for the healing anointing, O God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you for your healing power.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Glory be
to Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. For every need on this line. Hallelujah, Jesus. If you would just open up your hearts and your minds to receive and believe that God can do it even for you. That everything you need, believing in the Lord our God, it shall be done according to your faith. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you,
Hallelujah,
Jesus.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God.
Oh, you're so worthy.
Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Ha, mama, mara, ro, bo, sha. Thank you, God, for your holy love. You inhabit the praises of your people. Thank you, Lord God.
Thank you, Lord God,
that we worship you in the beauty of holiness. Hallelujah, Jesus. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Hallelujah.
Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. That no power in hell can stand up to the power of God. Hallelujah, Jesus. Thank you, Lord God. The enemy may have some power, but God has all power. In the name of Jesus. Glory to your name, oh God. Hallelujah, God. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Oh, Lord, have mercy. Hallelujah, Jesus.
Bishop, do you have any closing remarks before we close out?
Thank you, Lord God.
I just want to thank God for all of you that have come on the line. I thank God for He, the Holy Ghost, that delivered the Word of God. And I just challenge each and every one of us to walk in the authority that God has given us. And that authority is always in the Word of God. And when we bring forth the authority through the Word, we bring in His assistance. We bring in His move. We bring in His anointing. And I just want, once again, Evangelist Hannah, I thank God for the invitation, and I thank God for you and the ministry that God is using you in. And at this time, you can close out, Evangelist.
Amen. Amen. I just got a request for one more prayer request. Can you come forth, please?
Amen. Our prophetess Marcella.
Mhm. Hello.
Prophetess Marcella, are you on the line? Prophetess Marcella.
Yes. Can you hear me?
Okay. This is Prophetess Marcella.
Yes.
Yes. Okay. Prophetess Marcella is asking the prayer of agreement. Amen. She is having some tightness in her chest. You don't even sound like yourself.
Uh-uh.
Thank you, Lord God. I'm going to ask everyone on the line. We know that the prayer of agreement, we believe that the prayer of faith will heal the sick. And she have called in for prayer. A prophet of God. A prophet of God. Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
Prophet, I want you to put your hands in the air. Put your hands in the air up to the Lord. Receive His corrective healing power. Receive it by faith. Take deep breath in the name of Jesus. We bind up the spirit of fear. We cancel your assignment, Satan. No weapon formed against God's woman shall prosper. Not one. We dismantle this attack. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. We command you, Satan, to loose your hold.
Yes, Lord God.
Your lungs are oxidated. Your blood is circulating.
In the name of Jesus.
Your valves are moving and operating in divine order. Muscles contracting properly. The blood of Jesus is against you, Satan. You have no power, and we render you helpless and harmless before the cross. We thank you, Lord God, that Prophetess Marcella is operating in divine health. For the Lord is saying, receive your healing, for it's already there.
You shall not die, but live to declare the works of the Lord. Receive by faith. Because I'm hearing the Lord saying it's already done. It's already done. That's the spirit of fear that try to take over. Walk in your authority. For the Lord is with you, Marcella, prophetess. He's with you. And we are in agreement with your deliverance. We're in agreement with your healing.
Thank you, Jesus.
It is so. Healing is on the line.
Thank you, Jesus.
Healing is on the line. And we send it to your house. In the name of Jesus. We send it to your body. In the name of Jesus. We send it to your mind, to your spirit, to your soul. Right now I want you to eat that healing. Let it saturate your body. Let it anoint your body. Thank you, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God. I literally see the blood of Jesus trickling down your hand to every part of your body.
Thank you, Jesus.
Every idle word that has been spoken against you, we crush it. We render it helpless before the cross. And we thank you, Lord, for the victory. Thank you, Jesus, for the victory. We thank you, Lord, for every word that you said, Lord, is true. The living word. We thank you, Father. And we decree and declare that all is well in your body and in your mind and your soul and in your spirit. We give praises and honor now because it's done. You're healed. You're healed. For the Lord is saying, prophetess, when that attack try to come again, God said, use your authority.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
It's not by accident that word went forth tonight.
Hallelujah.
Critique for you.
Hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God.
Thank
you, Lord. For it is so. It is so in the name of Jesus. In the name of Jesus. By the authority of your word and the power of blood, we paralyze the enemy. We render him helpless and harmless. Everything that he has started in your body, we reverse it right now. Be made whole, Lord.
Hallelujah.
We give you the glory, Lord. We give you the honor, Lord. And we give you the praise. In the name of Jesus.
In the name of Jesus. In the name,
in the name of Jesus. The Lord is saying, Matthew 18 and 18. Luke 10 and 19. Exodus 12 and 13. Isaiah 53, 4 through 5. The word. Healing is in the word of God.
Yes, Lord God. Thank you, Lord God.
We thank you, Father, for what you have done tonight.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you for Evangelist Hannah, Father.
You
have called her faithful.
Thank you, Jesus.
We thank you, Lord. Every single attack that the enemy have launched against the woman of God, we thank you, Lord God, that we have saw it diminish. We have thought die in the name of Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you,
Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory, 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 glory. Glory, 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 glory.
Oh, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord God. I just encourage everyone on this line to listen to this broadcast again and again, for the spirit of healing has hovered over this broadcast.
Hallelujah, Jesus.
Authority that God has already given us. Begin to use it like never before.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father. Again, I'm going to yield the lines back over to you, Evangelist. And thank everyone so much for just loving on God and just loving his word.
Amen. Amen. If you would like to give a donation to Kingdom Builders International, you can go to www.kingdomdaughters.org. It is a secure website to make a donation. And again, we thank everyone for calling in. We give another shout-out for everyone that's over the Internet. Praise to God. And love you and bless you and good night.